You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has decided to allow oil drilling in 35.5% of the North Island's Maui Dolphin Sanctuary, as well as along the shores of picturesque Lake Te Anau and Fiordland National Park. The Green Party announced yesterday that this will create major risks for New Zealand's clean green tourism brand, as well as putting the already endangered Maui dolphins at risk. Earlier this morning, my producer Jess Smith spoke to Green Party spokesperson Gareth Hughes to find out more about the issue and began by asking about the government's announcement yesterday.
Well, the announcement was made yesterday by Judith Collins at the big oil conference in Taranaki, which was actually blockaded by oil-free activists. It's a massive size. We're talking about a size of area of the country of Papua New Guinea. And then they opened up 35% of the Maui's dolphin sanctuary. And then it's literally right on the shores of the pristine Lake Te Anau in the South Island. So, look, I'm outraged.
For sure. So what are the main risks for the Maui dolphin species, which is already endangered, if this drilling goes ahead in their sanctuary?
Well, that's right. The Maui's is the world's smallest and most endangered dolphin. And when you open up their sanctuary to oil drilling, you risk the risk of a spill, you see the risks of boat collisions. But then importantly, during the exploration phase, they're letting off gigantic underwater noises, the so-called seismic surveying, which we know, thanks to science, that it can really harm marine mammals in particular. So there's a huge number of risks. And look, I just think a sanctuary should actually be providing sanctuary, not opening the door to oil.
For sure. What other risks are there for kind of New Zealand's tourism and overall image?
Well, we do sell ourselves on the world stage as clean and green. I was just looking on the 100% Pure website today. They've got a beautiful photo of Lake Te Anau. Just imagine we could be seeing oil rigs and oil infrastructure all over that if the government goes ahead and gives this permit away. So, look, the oil age is over. Let's move towards clean energy. But definitely don't put at risk the last Maui's dolphins and one of the most beautiful, pristine parts of the country.
Yeah, and do you think it's possible for them to continue with oil drilling without upsetting kind of the environment for the dolphins?
No, I don't think it's compatible to have a dolphin sanctuary and oil drilling and exploration.
Mm-hmm.
There's only maybe 55 adults left. We need to make sure they've got a shot at survival. The fact is, though, the world's turning away from oil. We've seen a whole bunch of giant oil companies leave New Zealand. We've seen a whole bunch of councils call for an end to it. We've seen universities and churches and councils divest from oil. So oil's definitely not our future. Instead, we should be focusing on clean energy.
And when could we see this drilling come into action?
Well, what's happened is the government's opened what's called the block offer. So now the oil companies will put in applications to pick up some of these almost 500,000 square kilometres of onshore and offshore sites. So the ball very much is in the government's court. Last year, there was only a single permit given because there was so little interest from the oil companies because of the low oil price. So maybe we won't see oil rigs on the shorefront of Lake Te Anau. I definitely hope not. And I think the only way the government can make sure it doesn't happen is to remove it immediately.
So just finally, what is your advice for National?
Well, my advice to National is the oil age is ending. As the former Saudi Arabian oil minister said, the Stone Age didn't end for want of stones. It was because we found something better. Exactly the same thing's happening now. We're seeing electric vehicles, solar panels, more types of renewable energy, and this is where all the investment's going internationally. So my message to the government is let's embrace the future, let's embrace clean energy, let's quit subsidising the oil industry with tax breaks and subsidies, and definitely let's not put at risk our last Murray's dolphins.
So around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.